I had not forgotten, Ned replied quietly. When the king did not answer, he said, Tell me about John. Robert shook his head. I've never seen a man sicken so quickly. We gave a tourney on my son's name day. If you had seen John then, you would have sworn he would live forever. A fortnight later, he was dead. The sickness was like a fire in his gut. It burned right through him. He paused beside a pillar before the tomb of a Londonderry Stark. I love that old man. We both did, Ned paused a moment. Catelyn fears for her sister. How does Lysa bear her grief? Robert's mouth gave a bitter twist. Not well, in truth, he admitted. I think losing John has driven the woman mad, Ned. She has taken the boy back to the Eyrie. Against my wishes, I'd hoped to foster him with Tywin Lannister at Casterly Rock. John had no brothers, no other sons. Was I supposed to leave him to be raised by women? Ned would sooner entrust a child to a pit viper than Lord Tywin, but he left his doubts unspoken. Some old wounds never truly heal, and bleed again at the slightest word. The wife has lost the husband, he said carefully. Perhaps a mother feared to lose a son. The boy is very young.